presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Gang, today we have an important message from the United States Air Force, the organization with which Hop Harrigan flew during the war, and which today is starting on a new peacetime expansion program. The Air Force has a brand new system called the Aviation Career Plan. This means that any one of you fellas listening can join the Air Force for 3 years of highly specialized training after you graduate from high school. And what's most important, before you enlist, you choose which one of more than 40 different jobs you want to train for. I guess you remember that during the war, men didn't always get the sort of job they wanted. Sometimes a GI who wanted to be an aerial photographer ended up as a cook or a baker. Well, that was just one of those unfortunate things which happened under the stress of war, but that's all over now. Today, if you enlist to become an aircraft mechanic or a radio operator, a welder, a draftsman, an electrician, a diesel mechanic, a sheet metal worker, or even a control tower operator, well, that's exactly what you become. Think of it. Complete training in a specialized field, a chance to serve your country and preserve the peace, a chance to travel, and you'll be paid, too, and given your room and board and clothing. It's really something to think about. Because you fellas who are going to be 17 soon could come out of the Air Force at 20 after 3 years of fine experience, specially prepared to take your place in the civilian world as a trained specialist. I'll tell you more about the Air Force Career Plan and flying cadet training later, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Puzzled by Dixie Davenport's refusal of their help, and her later disappearance from the Timberline Hotel in the desert town of Barstow, Hop and Tank flew back to the motion picture location camp, where they hoped to force Joe Bell, Dixie's pilot, to reveal where he had flown the Wonder Horse, Sequoia. But there they were met by still another surprise. Dixie had returned to the camp, had released Joe, and had again disappeared. Now it is the morning after a very restless night. The boys are dressing, and Tank is, as usual, grumbling his displeasure.
If it was up to me, I'd say forget the whole thing. If she don't want our help, let her get it in the neck. See if I care.
Ah, now, Tank, that's no way to act.
I suppose she's acting nice. What a routine. It ain't enough she gets us slapped in a jug, but then she goes and turns loose the one guy who's got all the dope.
Well, Dixie didn't know Joe was working for Regan.
Well, if she stopped to think a minute, she could have figured it out easy enough.
Oh, well, forget it, Tank. Are you ready to go?
Just a second. Gotta put on my tie.
What? A tie? You've never worn a tie in your life.
So what? High time I started, ain't it?
Oh, but why?
Makes you look better.
Oh, I see. This movie life's really going to your head, isn't it?
Oh, I'll lay you off. There. Pretty nifty, eh?
Ah.
Now, come on, I'm ready. Let's get down to the mess shack before them wolves polish off all the breakfast.
Well, that sounds normal, at least. Go ahead, then.
Thanks. Gosh, sure is a pretty day.
Yeah, be perfect for shooting aerial scenes.
Well, how can we without Dixie?
Well, who knows, maybe Ivanov will get another one of his inspirations and figure out a way to shoot around her. But, Tank, look.
Huh? Where?
There's Dixie's convertible, parked next to her tent.
Yeah. Jumping Jenny's and she's back.
Come on.
We gonna see her?
Of course we are.
Oh, what's the use? We'll only get another brush off.
Well, she can't call the police here, that's one thing.
I thought we was gonna leave her alone and let her fight her own battles.
That was your idea, not mine.
Well, Hop, if you keep sticking your nose in where it ain't wanted, you're gonna get it cut off.
Hey, shut up now.
Here? Yeah.
Good morning, Dixie. It's Hop.
Oh, just a minute, please.
Hmm. She ain't exactly cheering because we're here.
I'll lay off, will you?
What's taking her so long?
She's getting dressed, you idiot.
Huh?
Here she comes.
Morning, Hop. Tank.
Hello, Dixie.
Morning.
Come on in.
Thanks.
Getting dressed, is she? She ain't even been to bed.
Tank, shut up.
Well?
Well?
I suppose I should apologize for what happened yesterday, but it was your own fault, boys.
Our fault?
You wouldn't listen to me. I begged you to leave me alone and come back here, but you refused. There was nothing else I could do.
Okay, Dixie. You had to play it that way. You had to. No harm done.
Thank you, Hop. I knew you'd understand.
Oh, but I don't. You still haven't told us why you wouldn't let us help.
I can't tell you, Hop. This is something I have to work out by myself.
Dixie, is it working out? Are you getting what you want?
Yes.
You sure?
Everything will be fine if no one interferes.
Dixie, how can you trust Regan?
It isn't a question of trust. He has Sequoia, so I have to do what he says.
I suppose he promised to give him back to you?
Yes, he did.
Hmm. You believe
him? I have to believe him.
Dixie, what about Joe Bell?
What about him?
Why did you let him go?
What right did you have to treat him like a criminal?
Because he is one. He and Regan are in cahoots.
I don't believe it. Why, I'd trust Joe with everything I own.
Ah, women can't see 2 inches in front of their nose.
Lay off, Tank. Dixie, where did you send Joe?
I can't tell you.
You've got to.
Hop Harrigan, I won't stand for this. How dare you question me? What I do is my own business.
But can't you see that you're...
Excuse me.
Hop, what's the use? You're beating your head against a stone wall.
But I've got to make her understand, Tank.
Yes?
Special liver letter for you, Miss Davenport.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Davenport.
Hop.
Yes?
I don't think there's anything more we have to say to each other.
Oh? Okay, Tank. Come on.
I'm sorry, Hop.
That's okay. But whatever you do, Dixie, watch out. Don't trust Regan or Joe Bell.
Very well.
All right, Tank.
Well, I guess that washes us up good. Let's go have breakfast before I lose my appetite.
No, Tank. Duck around here behind the property tent.
Huh? What for?
Something's up.
How do you know?
Dixie very carefully hid that special delivery behind her back when we left.
So what? She don't want us to help. Let's...
Wait. She's coming out. Stay back.
I still don't see what
you... Hold it, will you? Yeah. She's going to her car.
Uh-huh. Pulling a disappearing act again.
She's in a hurry.
Ain't she always?
Wonder what was in that letter.
Don't you wonder where she's going?
Yeah, but we can always catch up to her in the plane.
Well, look, how long are we going to stand here?
Relax, Tank. Okay, she's out of sight. Let's go.
At last. I'm starving.
Sorry to disappoint you, pal. No breakfast yet.
All right. Then where are we going?
To Dixie's dressing room.
What for?
I want to find out what was in that letter, if we can.
Hey, that ain't nice. She ain't gonna like that.
It's the only way we can help her, and we've got to. Now, let's see.
I don't see it. Must have took it with her.
Hey, wait a minute.
You got it?
I think so. It's here in the wastebasket.
Good.
No, that's only the envelope.
Oh.
Hey, but look at the return address.
Huh?
The Citizens Bank of Los Angeles.
So what?
Don't you understand, Tank?
Understand what?
Add it up. Sequoia stolen, Dixie meets the man who stole him, Regan, and now she gets a special delivery letter from a bank.
Jumps and Jenny's, maybe it's the payoff.
No maybes about it. Get down to the strip and start warming up the beach. I'm going to check on this, and we've got to move fast.
At the driving urgency in Hop's voice, Tank stifles the questions crowding his lips and rushes out of Dixie's dressing room. Hop leaves also, but turns in the direction of Ivan Ivanov's quarters. But what can the boys do? What if Dixie turns on them again? You won't want to miss the climax of today's episode, gang, so stand by.
Now, gang, let me tell you some more about Air Force recruiting. During the next 9 months, more than 8,500 enlisted men are needed. And remember, once you're part of the Air Force team, you can apply for Officer Candidate School because the Air Force wants to train 500 enlisted men a month as officers. You can even become a flyer. You see, there are really two ways to become a flyer, or a bombardier, or a navigator. One way is to join the Air Force, get as much ground training as possible, and then, when you're 19 years old, apply to become a cadet. Young men coming out of high school at 17 or 18 years would find that plan workable. However, anyone between 19 and 26 and a half years can apply directly for cadet training from civilian life, if he can pass an examination or has 2 years of college work. During the last part of the war, and up until just recently, no civilian outside the Air Force could become a cadet. All cadets were drawn directly from the ranks. Well, now the door is open. One of the secrets of success of the Air Force has been the kind of men it has found to fill its positions. Eager, hard-working young men who know the future is in the air. Men like your pal, Top Harrigan and Tank Tinker. Of course, we've just given you the highlights on this. You and your friends and your family will want to know more about it. So if you do, send a letter to the Commanding General of the Air Force in Washington, D.C. Or better yet, drop in at the recruiting station in your hometown or the nearest large city. They'll give you the kind of information you can talk over with your family and teachers. Information that will help you decide how the Air Force can help you find a real future in an air-minded America. So, fellas and girls, always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. A half hour has passed since Hop's discovery of the envelope from a Los Angeles bank in Dixie's dressing room, and now the boys are on the way to Barstow again, crowding every ounce of speed out of their powerful Beechcraft. Hop is explaining to his mechanic pal.
Just the way we figured, Tank. Dixie withdrew some money from her bank in Los Angeles. She got a check in that envelope this morning.
How much?
$50,000.
No horse is worth that much.
Sequoia is to Dixie.
Who told you all this?
Ivanov called the bank. They didn't want to tell him anything, of course, but you know him. He started throwing his weight around and scared them, I guess.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So the bank told him that Dixie had been there yesterday and arranged for the withdrawal. They sent her a bank check.
Yeah, but what good's the check? Regan won't take nothing but cash if he's smart.
The check is made out to a bank in Barstow.
What's the idea of that?
Dixie's probably going to cash the check there.
Well, what can we do about it? We can't stop him.
Maybe not, but we'll do something.
You mean we'll go to the bank?
Yes.
Yeah. If Dixie sees us, 2-1 to start yelling that we're trying to hold up this joint.
Hey, what in the world?
What's up?
There's a DC-3 up there.
Where?
In back of us. I noticed it a couple of minutes ago. It was high, cutting over our course. Now it's lining up with us. Hey, it's coming down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see it.
What the dickens is he doing?
I don't know.
Tank, it's Dixie's plane. A reconverted C-47.
Then Joe Bell must be at the controls. You don't suppose he's bringing Sequoia back, do you?
Back nothing. He's got a machine gun aboard. He's trying to shoot us down. Tank, duck!
Wow, he's pulverizing us. Get out, Hop, quick!
I can't. He's sitting right on top of us.
Hey, hold her!
Tank, the controls are gone. They're shot away. Brace yourself. We're going down.
Even as Hop shouts his desperate warning, the Beechcraft suddenly noses up in a dangerous whip stall, then falls off on one wing and corkscrews earthward, spinning down completely out of control. Gang, there's action ahead and suspense, so don't miss the next thrill-packed episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station.